Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Libby's boyfriend got hammered at her company Christmas party, and that's no bueno as far as Libby is concerned. Libby's in Point Loma. Good morning, Libby.
Good morning.
Libby, go ahead and share your story about what happened and what you are concerned about.
Yeah, so like a couple weeks ago, I took my boyfriend to our Christmas party at work, and it's the first time he's been around my coworkers. And he not only got hammered, but he made like an ass out of himself. He was loud and like bragging about these expensive watches that he had. And then I saw him at one point having a conversation with my boss.
Oh boy.
But I didn't think that much of it at the time. But once, you know, I got back to work and everyone came back from the holidays, I find out like it was a lot worse than I thought.
Ooh.
And he told my boss like TMI stuff. And I mean, thankfully my boss is amazing. And she told me like not to be embarrassed and I didn't get in trouble for it. But when I brought it up to my boyfriend, he said, oh, it's an open bar. They expect this kind of stuff to happen. And so I'm worried that this might not just be like a one-time thing for him. He does like to have a good time when we go out and drink. I'm just concerned, like, what if he doesn't have a filter like all the time? Or should I continue in the relationship and like not worry about him embarrassing me like this again?
I mean, the first thing he should have said after you told him how embarrassed you were is, God, I'm so sorry. I mean, and that didn't come out of his mouth at all?
No.
A little concerning.
We had a couple of years ago, our company Christmas party, a partner of one of our coworkers was like that. And rest assured, we were all talking about that person the next day. So you
exactly
were a topic of conversation, unfortunately. I have to imagine if your office is like our office, and that's not cool either.
Yeah, I know I was. So I'm pretty embarrassed.
Yeah, I would be too. Now, you've been dating for a little bit and you have gone out with them in the past. And is this the first time he made that big of a spectacle?
Yeah, this one was just like way a big, like out of nowhere, and it was a huge thing.
Something else I want to ask too, because I've known some men that their default mechanism when they know that they've done something, you know, wrong or embarrassed is to get defensive and like, well, what did you expect?
Just men do that?
No, I'm just saying in my experience, we're talking about a man.
Okay.
So I'm saying in my experience, I've had some men that I know very well, maybe one I'm married to, maybe also one I work with, that was a defense mechanism for a while. And they've learned how not to do that. And so it's possible I'm imagining he's not in his 40s, right? He's young.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible that that's kind of his defense mechanism right now. So that's something I'd want to talk with him about first.
Libby, I don't want to get too personal with you. You don't have to reveal anything, but a scale of like 1 to 5, 5 being the absolute worst. How embarrassing was the TMI that he shared with your boss?
It was like a 3.
Okay. So, yeah.
You know, but I think that's an important conversation, don't you, John? I mean, just
about
knowing
the TMI stuff?
No, about was he just being defensive in his answer because deep down he was really embarrassed, or did he really not care?
Well, I think the first thing that should have come out of his mouth, Libby, when you told him how concerned and embarrassed you were was, oh my God, I'm so sorry. That didn't happen, and that's a red flag right there. But what do we know? 833-287-1037. Libby, I don't think you want to end this. I don't think you want to stop seeing this guy. So what do you think Libby should do? Should she love him or list him? 833-287-1037. Libby, if you wouldn't mind hanging around, we'll see what our KSON family has to say. Maybe they'll give you something you never thought of and like, wow, it'll fix everything.
Okay, sounds good.
Cool. John and Tammy, San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON.
A couple weeks ago, I took my boyfriend to our Christmas party at work, and it's the first time he's been around my coworkers. And he not only got hammered, but he made like an ass out of himself, and he told my boss like TMI stuff. When I brought it up to my boyfriend, he said, oh, it's an open bar. They expect this kind of stuff.
That's Libby in Point Loma. You heard her situation. Help her out at 833-287-1037.
Lisa, what do you think Libby should do here? Love him or list him?
List him. Believe him. If he is showing you who he is, don't question it. Believe him. And I feel like as women, when men act a certain way, they think it's allowable. So if you put your foot down and he doesn't pay attention, then you already know who he is. And there's no reason to try to negotiate or explain to him how to act. He knows better. Somebody just has to train him, because men do not get good without us women showing them how to be a great man.
All right, Lisa, thank you so much.
I think I might have something to say about that, but it's not about me right now.
It's not.
Dorothy's in Point Loma. Dorothy, what do you think Libby should do with her boyfriend who got hammered at her company Christmas party, shared TMI with her boss?
Oh, it's like so cringe to me, right? Like super red flag. The fact that he didn't even apologize or didn't think that he did anything wrong, like leave him, get out of there, run.
Does anybody else think that maybe he's just young and dumb and give him another chance?
No, because now you're known in your office as that girl who brought the super drunk guy. Like, you're going to be known like that forever. If you don't dump him, it's like a bad rep at work. Just leave him. Leave him.
Well, that's an interesting take. But, you know, I think there's something to be said to giving him a chance to see, to really, truly understand how his behavior affected everybody. I don't know. Let's go back to Libby. So you've heard what everyone has to say. Once again, I think you definitely need to give him one more chance when you talk to him about it to see if he was just really being young and inexperienced in defensive in his answer to you. Because deep down he is shamed and he doesn't know how to express that. But, you know, what's important is what's going on in your heart and in your mind.
Yeah, I think I definitely, like, he deserves a chance to, like, at least explain himself. I don't want to just be, like, irrational and break up with him. But I do agree that it's, like, a important conversation we need to have. And kind of, depending on his answers, is going to way how I handle it.
I was just thinking, I hate to cut you off, but I was also thinking, you know, this was the first time he's been at your office party of any kind, right? First time he's met your coworkers, mm-hmm. your boss. I mean, maybe there was just a nervous factor where the dude just was right. Like, I wanted to make a good impression, and all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. I just drank too much, and then boom, this other person emerges. That could be it, and that could be something that he could easily just say, that could be a really valid explanation as to why what happened.
Because, Libby, you're younger than John and I. So, John in his 20s would have responded to his girlfriend if that was you, is very different than the John now. Right? In the way that you handle stressful situations.
You have to tell me. I don't know. I'm this new guy, according to you.
I'm just saying, I like that you want to give him a chance first. I think that's a good idea. But have that in the back of your mind, that if he really, truly, deep down is like, whatever, man, that is a big red flag.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Libby. Well, either way, A, we appreciate you sharing your life with us, and B, we hope that you're happy. That's really all we care about. So take care of you. I hope you get the answers that you're looking for. And if not, again, just be happy with your decision, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right,
Libby. Thanks, Libby.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.